Hello everyone, Samian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Anil. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to discuss something that kind of cemented itself in my brain after I watched a recent video from Marcus, which is the Not So Mystery Link, plus a recent Weed Waffles video. It has to do with the difference between Gen Z and all the other generations before it that didn't grow up using the internet. These two content creators put in words what I've been seeing out there for the past few years now. Seeing many young teenage guys with no interest in dating thinking that they're smarter for being red-pilled or black-pilled at a young age. But that's not the reason why they're choosing to remain woman-free. Young guys are not consciously choosing to stay single or go their own way. Nor are they being rejected by girls in an involuntary way that's leading them to be single. Monk mode is becoming many young men's default mode. The main reason for that is that the dopamine from digital sources is much better than having a girlfriend. There are too many other things competing with the cooch for a man's attention. And those things don't make a man's life harder. They make it way easier. Women are also staying single because their careers provide them enough money literally to not need a man for financial support. And increasingly their phones are providing them enough dopamine to remain single too. Why do you think that on dating sites there are usually two or three times as many men as women? The sexes have separated like the Eloy and the Morlocks. So what does this mean for the red pill and black guys out there? Well, millennials and Gen Xers might be the last generation to have to deal with this. Female nature in the sexual marketplace, so to speak. Every year we hear stories about how by 2030, 50% of women are going to be single and childless. The remaining 50% of women, if they have children, will have them with the same 20 or 30% of men. Because of this, the new motto for many young guys might as well be discard females and acquire dopamine. And that's exactly what they're doing. I'm the last generation that grew up all the way up to the age of 15 or 16 with no internet. Back when I was 13 in 1991, there was no internet, and besides the occasional visit to a BBS, if I wanted to get some spicy stories, all the information about the world I consumed every day came from the 11 o'clock news, which I had to wait for all day. Or I had to get lucky enough to get 50 cents to go and buy newspaper from one of those boxes next to a bus stop. Or I'd get the local Yellow Pages book out and use a touch-tone phone to access short little audio clips with their automated system. That's when we actually wanted to talk to automated phone systems, believe it or not. I remember in 2003 getting a video on demand service for the first time and watching HBO on demand. But with all those technologies, there was always a bottleneck. There were only so many songs on your Discman and music library. But with dial-up, it would usually take 30 minutes to download an MP3 of a song. You could also go on the internet in the 90s, but if you did it over the phone, you'd have to make sure that no one picked up the line. With televisions, there were usually only a couple in the house. My point is that the dopamine rushes were still there, but you had to wait for your fix, and it wasn't instantaneous a lot of the time. So you were still occasionally bored enough to go out with your friends to an actual movie theater, when movies were actually good, and talk to girls too, because you didn't have instant video access to every disgusting act known to man on your phone. Now everyone has all the technologies and more in their pockets. The only place those phones haven't infiltrated yet is when you're taking a shower. Even while driving, everyone is on their phone getting their dopamine while risking life and limb for it. But Gen Z never experienced any of those problems, and therefore they've always had a steady supply of the dopamine that has soaked their brains, and now that it's time to pair up with women, technology offers a better risk-reward strategy for that dopamine. Asking women out and getting rejected is painful. And why do it when playing games or going on your phone is painless and easy? I'll discuss more in a moment. But before I do, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the red pill and black pill are irrelevant because young men are rarely talking to women in Clown World Show. Red pill knowledge is going to be as useless as reading a map in 5 to 10 years, once the Gen X and millennials are in their late 40s and early 50s, and the younger cohorts are pretty much single for life. It's like teaching someone to read a map when they never actually leave home. So why would we bother teaching them about female nature when they don't even talk to females? It's like teaching someone to use a rotary phone. The young men are already getting independence from the cooch, and we don't even have lover bots yet. Wait until those show up. I certainly know that for me, my fapping material is far more fulfilling than a real-life woman. I'm guaranteed to get it up and have a happy ending every time. Demographers also think that a 1.4 birth rate is low. Are they ready for a 0.6 or 0.8 like South Korea is facing? Each subsequent generation is going to be one half to one quarter the size of the previous one. Back in 2005, when I discovered the peak oil movement, I thought the world was doomed, because we were going to run out of oil and other resources. Now I see that we're going to run out of people a long time before then. Governments will need to know who to blame for men not marrying and having kids. And it's not going to matter if I'm here or any other man is here spreading information about female nature. All that it now takes is technology that provides a dopamine rush that takes them away from women long before I can even explain to them why they should stay away from them. The line of M.G. Toh has always said that the philosophy is on autopilot. But I see the philosophy as being obsolete increasingly for guys in their late teens and early 20s. At this point, I'm probably just preaching to the choir. So who will governments blame for falling populations? I have a sneaky suspicion that a certain group that continues to remain modern and Western, but has a fertility rate of 3, which is well above the 2.1 required for replacement, is going to get blamed once again, like they were during WW2. Especially as the West begins to fail due to the indigenous population aging out, while that group continues to grow. There will be all kinds of conspiracy theories getting thrown around, and I hope that some dictator doesn't try and do what Mr. Mustache did. With regards to wiping out a huge chunk of humanity, the fifth horseman of the apocalypse should be the internet, smartphones, and dopamine-releasing technology that makes people remain single so they can continue to enjoy it. I almost feel like making Manosphere content didn't even accelerate the trend, that it just gave guys reasons to confirm why they should stay single, mostly millennials and Gen Xers. It's kind of like the financial doom and gloomers that keep telling you not to invest because a crash is just around the corner. Manosphere content, just like doomer content, confirms the dark side of female nature and the dark side of investing. Robert Kiyosaki sees a crash coming every year. There are dozens of guys out there scaring you like that, so if you don't invest, the inflation destroys your purchasing power instead. I've always encouraged younger guys to date, because it's like the stock market, you have to invest if you want to preserve your money from inflation. I said that to them because I thought that they would have regret staying single for life, and at least not having one relationship. But now I realize that many young guys won't even regret that because their phones keep them company. And that phone doesn't even have to have an AI girlfriend chatbot built into it. It can just be a regular phone. The motto of many Sigma males has always been disregard females and acquire currency. But the motto of Gen Z guys is more like disregard females and acquire dopamine from your devices. Oftentimes I've joked about how women would never have lover bots because they don't have a wallet and resources and can't be nagged or uses an emotional tampon because she needs a live male victim. But now I'm thinking that even men don't need lover bots to free themselves from women. They're already doing an unconscious cost-benefit analysis and figuring out that the jugs are no longer worth the squeeze. When augmented reality comes out, that dopamine rush is only going to go higher. The same when AI starts to do most people's work for them and running their lives. Many young guys will get a false sense of accomplishment from a machine doing the thinking for them. Just like video games provide a false sense of accomplishment when you pass them. But they just pacify men. I've accepted that the next generation is nothing like us. Because we're like the dinosaurs that still had a chance to date the bad women. Gen Z doesn't even seem to care about women. At least many of them don't. At some point, we're going to need to find a way to reproduce. Either by getting everyone off of their technological dopamine fix, which will be impossible. Or by figuring out cloning or some other alternative form of reproduction. Either that or we'll all become Amish or Jewish. I think that's the reason why the Amish and Jewish, the Orthodox specifically, reproduce so much. Because they control their dopamine rush by restricting technological use. But the fix for all this isn't all that urgent, as we could do with a few generations of population decline to let the Earth's oceans and lands heal from overuse by humans. For some reason, I think there might be social engineers out there working behind the scenes that are doing a controlled demolition of the world's population. That they understand that this is the most humane way to get the people to stop reproducing. By creating an alternative form of birth control, where we give humans a source of dopamine that's more addicting than sex. Looks like mission accomplished, and the philosophy to help men rationally walk away from women doesn't even appear to be needed. The only reason I can think of that they might want to stop us is because us older guys, if we gain enough resources, could still technically reproduce if we wanted. But most of us are pretty much done. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Anil for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that young men just don't want to smash young women anymore, and it's not even because of their lower testosterone counts. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps new devices that give humans even greater dopamine spikes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.